John Erick comes up.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I just read your transcript on television.
Good heavens.
Sounds very interesting.
Good service from the Merkle Press.
Oh, indeed. John, I don't know if you can help me on this, although I know you could. Try to help me on this. I get a lot of flack from the old boys network and the FBI against Gray. They're leaking all over hell to the press and other people. Is this one of the reasons for the delay in Gray's in the nomination?
Oh, no. The reason is that the Senate Judiciary Committee has suggested that any FBI nomination needs until after the confirmation hearings on the bulk of the Justice Department package.
I see.
And that's to be the 19th.
So you would think the nomination would come sometime after
that? Oh, definitely the day after that.
Has the decision been made one way
no,
or another?
No, it has not. You can say categorically that the president hasn't decided because he hasn't.
Not quoting you or the White House or anybody, can you give me any background if you are concerned at all by this criticism of him? Since Gary O'Leary is a kind of a pipeline to the world.
Well,
with him and so on.
Not concerned with the merits, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Concerned with the phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a real... there are all kinds of symptoms of the breakdown of the integrity of the system there.
Mm-hmm. Would you think that would adversely affect your consideration of Gray
or not? No, it isn't my consideration. It's basically the president's, and frankly, I have not discussed this with the president for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
When the signal came that the thing wouldn't... the nomination wouldn't be appropriate until after inauguration. He laid it aside.
So he is genuinely still an open
court. That's right, and I don't think he'll even pick it up until after the inaugural.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll go to work on it.
Yeah.
And frankly, Pat's illness was a convenient circumstance in a way. It was a legitimate reason for laying it aside for the time being.
But in the consideration, this phenomenon would have to be ground into the process.
Oh, I suppose so. Although I think, for my own part, I'm coming to the conclusion that whoever goes in there is going to have to just really undertake a drastic review of the whole setup.
So the consideration would be, in some extent, whether Pat can cut it.
Well, that would apply not only to Pat, but everybody.
Okay, John, that's
my love. All right.